Broadcasting somewhere in the Hollywood Hills.
You have arrived. Buckle up and welcome aboard. This is Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast. Dance all day, every day, all the time.
That's right. And on the show today, we have Ray Barcina, iHollywood Dance Convention owner, founder, creator, extraordinaire.
That's right.
He's here to talk with us a little bit about his convention and what's going on in the competition world. But we also got music picks of the week from Nick and Desiree every week, all the time.
Everything is all day, all the time.
That's right. Of course, we have our favorite Ask Desiree section where you can write in and let us know what exactly you want to know from Desiree to help your studios, students, and more.
Okay, I'm going to tell them about our new website, which is infinitedancecast.com. Follow us on Twitter at iDanceCast or our Facebook page, which is Infinite Dance Cast.
Don't forget our solo Twitters at Nick Drago and at Desiree Robbins. Of course, that's with two E's.
And two P's.
That's right.
Don't forget. Hey, we want you to tweet us. Get on our website. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you want to hear from us. We want to know your music picks. We want to know what your questions are for Ask Desiree. We want to know what you want to hear on this broadcast.
That's right. One heck of a show today.
Oh my gosh. I'm pretty excited.
Ray Barcina.
I know. He's like young and very much an entrepreneur.
He's like young.
Oh my God, I know. You know, it's so weird because I'm working with iHollywood, so I'm pretty excited to have him on the show. I mean, this is my first year. This is really the first year they've done a full tour. They do a lot of summer events that have taken them into a full tour. It's pretty exciting. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, some good stuff. Excited to meet the kid.
I can't wait for you to meet him.
Because he literally is a kid.
Yeah. I mean, we can say that.
We can. But I mean, he's got the mind of an experienced businessman.
I know. And I think he's going to be somebody. Well, I don't think. I know that right. He's going to be somebody that's really going to take over this convention circuit as we go into the next, 20 years.
Whoa.
Yeah. Probably once we're gone.
I hope we're not gone.
Well, we might not be gone, but I don't know if we'll be kicking it up.
I mean, I
don't know if we'll be kickball changing on the stage still.
I mean, I can give you about a 35 degree dégagé, but that's about it. I can't get much higher than that.
Oh, we got to work on that, Nick. Maybe that could be a question for the Ask Desiree section.
That's true. How do I get my
dégagé? Get the leg up. Leg up.
I know, man. I got to tell you, and I'm doing Fresh Beat Band this week.
I know, you just came from rehearsal?
Yeah, rehearsal with Wayne Brady.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, he's doing the episode.
That's pretty cool.
And on a side note, he's going to come over and watch WrestleMania with us this weekend. And I said with us because, yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's right, Desiree is going to be there.
I guess I'm going to become a wrestling fan.
Well, with our other producer, Dave Lagana.
I know. You can't not.
You can't not.
I hope I said that correctly.
You didn't, but okay. It works poetically.
It's was poetic. That like two, like this double negative thing?
It is a double negative. But it's okay.
Sorry, everyone.
Two negatives make a positive.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, absolutely. So, anyways, I'm doing Fresh Beat Band, and we are literally doing a ballet episode. I'm wearing
ballet.
Like, ballet.
You're killing me.
I'm wearing, I know.
Tell me.
Myself. Doing wearing white tights with white breeches.
Sorry, can you explain breeches?
Well, it's
kind of... Is that an old school word for pants? Or?
It's kind of like shorter than capri pants, but longer than jorts.
Wow. Jorts?
Yeah, there's jean shorts.
I mean, that's working in the business. What? You don't get to pick your costuming.
No.
It's just what it is.
Yep.
That's why it's so important to be very open-minded in this business.
You just got to say, well, and I'm working for Mandy Moore.
Cool.
So she basically calls me whenever she has a chance to make me look like an idiot.
Oh.
Which is all in good fun, of course.
And it works, I guess, for you guys.
And it works.
Good relationship there.
Yeah. It's one of them shows. I should be doing Glee today, but that didn't work out. I had a little bit of a double booking issue.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
It's not bad, but at the same time, it kind of hurts because, as a dancer, we don't have jobs. So you want to jump at every opportunity you got. You know how it is. Sometimes
Yes. You
get called by two clients, and they want you in two different places at one time.
Right, and I wish I could split myself in half, much like you probably do today.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know. And that's the other thing about this business is choices. The choices that you make and which path is going to lead you where. There's not a bad choice. It's just,
right.
You got to know which one's going to parlay you up there.
Well, yeah, and you have to say, I've made this choice. I'm going to stick with it. maybe I should have zigged when I accidentally zagged.
Right.
But this is how the cards fall. This is the gamble that we take out here in this business.
It is. And you know what? You got to stick to those commitments. Because then people will not be calling you like Mandy Moore. She'll say, you know what? Nick flakes on me because he takes other jobs over this one. You know, right. If something better comes, sometimes you just got to, not sometimes, I think pretty much all the time, you got to stick to those commitments.
Right.
Good absolutely. Lesson for everybody.
Yeah, and there's choreographers out there that will remember that. I will not hire this person because last time they flaked on me and they asked me to do this or that, even though Mandy Moore is a very cool person.
Right.
You know, it's just, it puts stress on the situation. It's just
unneeded.
Not needed. Unneeded.
Unnecessary. Yeah. Needed. Here needed. I'm very worried about my grammar now, but drama. It's unnecessary drama.
What do you have going on in your world, in Dez's world, in DezWorld.com? Well,
that's right, DezWorld.com. You got to visit. Well, this morning I've been gardening. It's not very exciting. You know, I try to be very multifaceted.
That's the second episode that we've used the word facet.
Oh, my God.
Or some derivative of it.
Help me. I got my garden going because it is spring. It's coming. And so I've been planting my tomatoes and my basil and my bell peppers and things like that. I know it's not very exciting, but...
And your dog, Bella.
Bella, who's sitting here at my feet, who is our mascot, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. So I think my plants have... My tomato plants, sadly, have... a disease that I need to get a book out and diagnose.
You know what's funny is that when I was growing up and I would meet convention teachers, choreographers, etc., you had no way, it wouldn't even enter your mind that they would have a garden. You know, because they like come in and teach right. and then they leave right. and it's like they disappear to choreographer land.
Right.
But you tend to forget that they have lives.
Yes, definitely.
Like I like to watch movies.
You do, and wrestling.
And wrestling. I mean, I feel so liberated now that I'm telling people that.
I know. So you can just let go of it. And same with my gardening, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that I do that's just really therapeutic for me. Plus, we're going to have a great, great abundance of vegetables and, you know, fruits and things for us to eat all summer. And we'll talk about that, too.
Yeah. And little known fact about Desiree, she is a great cook.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. You're always coming up with some crazy... awesome appetizers or...
That's thanks to the Food Network and a lot of the books I read. I don't know. It's just one of those things I do.
Yeah. We have lives outside of chasse ball change.
That's right. But I do that, and I'm doing that this week, walking the dog, you know, doing those things. But then I leave for... I'm doing Oregon this weekend. New client. Ooh. Very excited.
Oregon. You gonna go see the trail?
Oh, I don't know. That's the problem sometimes with traveling, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't see much of the city, but mm-hmm. you get a vibe for the people. Because this is a whole new group that I'm working with. So excited. Their first time they've ever had a master teacher. So I'm hoping to really inspire and motivate. And
you always do.
Well, I hope I can do it. You know, I kind of get a little nervous every time because I want it to be good.
Yeah, but you're going to be great. You know, you just got to be confident.
I know. Well, you know.
When I first started teaching, I was... an absolute mess. I mean, you know me. I get anxious.
You do. And let's talk about me trying to get you first to start teaching on a tour.
I remember.
I mean, it took, what, 2 years? It
took about 2 years.
Is that incredible, people? I would run into him in the airports, or I'd see him driving down the street, or I'd see him, like, somewhere in town, and I'd be, Nick, you gotta teach with me. And he would just look at me like, I know, yeah, I'll do it. For 2 years, people, and look what he has become. An extraordinary teacher.
Oh, stop it.
And one of the best master teachers across the country.
Love it.
I knew it. I knew he had it in him.
Yeah. You just kind of had to pull it out of me.
I know.
I got nervous. You know? A little high strung sometimes.
Well, I think we both are.
Well, you know what happened one time? I was in Costa Rica with Desiree, and she says, hey, Nick, I need you to do this number. And
I'm afraid of this story.
I said, okay, no problem. What's the choreography? Oh, don't worry. We'll have rehearsal. Well, we have a 5-minute rehearsal, meaning we run through it. We run through it twice, and she's like, Nick, just get it together. It'll be fine. And I said, Desiree, we're getting on stage.
And I said, good, let's go.
Yeah, good, let's go. So I'm up there just snapping up a storm. Just.
And you know what? I think I'm going to end up posting that on our website. At infinitedancecast.com because yeah. You now that you know this, if you didn't know the story behind it, it wouldn't matter. You'd think it's a great number. But I do remember that rehearsal. We actually, on stage, while during tech, we were telling Nick, go here, go there, run here, do that, as we were doing the choreography that was set, and Nick just had to go for it. And that was probably your first experience with working with me, because I'm pretty quick.
Yeah, you are pretty quick. But that's good. It keeps you on your toes. Now, don't take this the wrong way. That's the old school.
That is.
Yeah, it's like that dream you have.
Am I supposed to feel like that was a dig on my age?
No, it's a wise respect
thing. Oh, I like that. Good, good.
And, it's like one of those dreams you have whenever you show up on stage and you don't know what you're doing.
I know, but you always have to. The audience doesn't know you don't know what you're doing.
That's true. All right, listen, we got to take a quick break. In just a minute, we're going to come back with Ray Barcina, I Hollywood Dance.
Yay!
And stick around. We'll be right back.
Your support of the American Cancer Society helps millions of cancer patients with free 24-hour information and support, a free place to stay when they must travel for treatment, and the results of some of the most promising cancer research today. Donate now at cancer.org/give.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast.
Dance Cast.
We are here with Ray Barcina. How you doing, Ray?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're fabulous. Thank you so much for calling into the show today.
Of course.
Ray, you're obviously out running around. I mean, it's a big job running a dance convention. We can only imagine what you're up to today.
Yeah, it definitely is. Running errands all day, trying to get everything organized for our next cities coming up and whatnot. So, yeah, it definitely is a big task and lots of responsibility, but, got to get it done.
Yeah, we know you love it.
Yeah, that's for sure, definitely. I mean, that definitely keeps me going, at the end of the day and everything. Whenever I sit down and just think about it, I'm so glad that I'm able to do this.
You're blessed.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, Ray, we want everyone to know a little bit about you. So can you take us through just a little bit? Give us some background, on where and how you got into doing I Hollywood Dance.
Definitely. Well, actually, I grew up in the L.A. area. So I'm a professional dancer myself. I actually grew up training with Leo Mormune, Nick Lazzarini, and Melody Lacayanga. Those guys basically trained me and, introduced me to so many people.
Right, good training.
And then being here, I was able to work in the industry. So, I did some movies and commercials and things like that. I actually just got done filming, I did Fame with Marguerite Derrick and things like that have just worked out and led me up to this point. And, meeting people, working people and meeting people like Marguerite, and I just did a Disney and Nickelodeon TV show, a different show for both networks, but meeting those choreographers and then getting to work with them and then having I Hollywood, it all sort of falls into place, and, it definitely helps each other out both ways, so.
Right,
people
right.
like Marguerite now teach for us, and different things like that.
Love it.
Tell us a little bit, what's the difference between working for Marguerite Derricks and having her work for you?
That's a good one.
Because not many people can say that, I don't think.
Yeah,
I think she's...
Well, what's actually funny is, with Marguerite, I just have so much respect for her. So whenever she comes to I Hollywood, I actually always take her class. So I still feel like a student around her, which is really awesome to have that relationship with her. And I know she really enjoys working with us. We've talked about it, times over again, but of course she's always busy, so she can't make it out to every single city. She's got her Broadway show right now and stuff, but
wow.
Over summer it was just really funny. She was there and she saw me in the back of the room and I was taking class, and she was like, come up here and take the class on the stage. It was just really funny, but
frightening though. Let me do it on the spot. Ouch.
Yeah, but you know what? That's great though, because you're leading by example. You own the convention, you run the convention, yet you still have time to take class, which is the basic principle of being a good dancer, is being able to take class and remembering where you came from. And I think taking advantage of taking a Marguerite Derrick's class is probably to your best interest, if I'm correct.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I always try to keep myself in their shoes, especially being an owner. But on top of that, being busy with everything, I do miss it, that I don't get to do it as much as I used to.
Yeah, I've seen you on the side, when we're in cities, and you're like, dang, I want to get into that class. Mm-hmm. But, you have 20 other things on your plate to do, obviously, since you're running everything. So it must be like a push-pull for you.
Yep, no, definitely. And there's times, usually on the Sundays when things calm down a little bit, I could sneak into a class or so, but, it gets tough. But I try and make it work. This year has been pretty busy for us, so it's been a little bit tough, on the tour itself. But, over summer and whatnot, I usually get into a few pretty good ones, so.
Real quick, give us a couple of quick plugs. Where can they find I Hollywood Dance online and find you?
Nice. Okay, you can actually find iHollywood or all over, well, we have our website, iHollywoodDance.com, of course, first and foremost, which you can find all of our info there on our tour and all of our summer stuff. But if you haven't, or if you're not already a fan of our Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/IHDDance. That's where you're going to get so many of our updates, and we do a bunch of little specials and all that social networking stuff, which is really great. I really have a team just dedicated to that, that is really on that stuff. So you can definitely find a lot of stuff there. And, of course, our YouTube. We have so many videos on our YouTube, youtube.com/iHollywoodDance. You know, our YouTube page just really helped us blow up. It's sort of when YouTube was blowing up, I guess, is when we started our YouTube page.
Cool.
And there's so many videos of all of our faculty members and all the performances like the kids have done in the past and whatnot. And I think people really enjoy that about us, is they get to go home and they have it, you know, and their social networking and all that stuff, because of course all the kids love all of that. And
right.
Then we do have our Twitter, twitter.com/iHollywoodDance. You can always catch us tweeting on there and just keeping up to date with the latest photos and what's going on throughout the weekend and results and all that good stuff.
I gotta say that you and your team, you're very good at that. I mean, you're so fast about updating and keeping people informed and getting those videos up. It keeps people very excited. So you're onto a great thing.
Thank you very much. I try and do that stuff. And like I said, I try to keep myself in the position, like, you know, that I was just a few years ago when I was growing up, things that I like to see. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, would really get me going. All those videos and, you know, all that good stuff. So.
Right, right. I love it.
That's an extremely smart way to look at everything, because, you know, this business of dance is always changing, especially in the convention world. And you see some people doing some things that really work. You see some people doing things that don't work. And it's always the best idea to grab the things that do work
and keep them. I want to talk about a little bit about your A-lister program, but we're going to have to take a quick break. So when we come back, we're going to get into a little bit more detail about iHollywood Dance and let people know how it runs, why it's a little bit different. So, you know, we will be right back with you, Ray. So hang on the line, and dancers, keep listening.
That's right. www.ihollywooddance.com. You can find him on Twitter. He said go to your YouTube page, www.youtube.com/ihollywooddance. Correct, Ray?
Yep, that's it.
That's right. So stick around, guys. You're on Nick and Dez's Infinite Dance Cast. We're here with Ray Barcina, owner and creator extraordinaire of iHollywoodDance. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
For the first time in our history, our mission to save lives and to celebrate lives in the face of cancer is at risk. Because we can't walk outside together, it's harder than ever to fight together. And when we can't come together, we give cancer a chance to gain ground. That's why we need your help. Donate today to the American Cancer Society and help us fund the critical services our patients need right now.
Hey, this is Ray Barcino with iHollywoodDance, and you're listening to Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast.
And welcome back from the break. Nick and Dez's Infinite Dance Cast. We're here with Ray Barcina, owner and creator of iHollywoodDance, the brand new dance convention. Well, I guess it's not that brand new.
No, just the tour. I mean, he's done summer events, so.
He's done summer events.
And so we're going to talk about that a little bit with Ray. Ray, how you doing?
Great. Just keeping busy.
I know you are. Okay, so what I want is I want everybody to understand a little bit of the difference between what you've been doing and what everybody else is doing. It started with your summer event, and go ahead and expand on this, because there's so many great, fun things that dancers get to experience on your, you know, in your events. So go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, actually, I started doing this when I was about 15, maybe 16. I think I was 15 at the time, and I was just really inspired. I'm into a lot of, like, film and all that editing and directing and all that kind of good stuff, and so I really wanted to film a music video. So I sort of, you know, I started talking with some friends, and I was like, you know, I want to put a workshop together, and we're going to shoot a music video, and one thing led to another, and the next thing I knew, we had a full workshop together. We were shooting our first music video at Paramount Studios, and we, you know, we finished it off with an awesome closing show.
Right.
And I think when I was started thinking of everything, what really got me going was, of course, that I'm into all that stuff, but, and being a dancer, I sort of looked at, you know, the whole everything in general, and I said, why don't we create a dance event that's for everyone? Instead of having to go to two different events or three different events, like, let's just have one amazing event where everything is brought together for one big event.
Right.
So that's how I came up with this whole idea. And ever since then, we've just been expanding on that. And that's where we have our summer stuff, which is, you know, we have over 20 instructors. We do an actual music video shoot. Like I said, we've been at Paramount Studios. We've actually, this past year, we took the kids to where Justin Bieber shot his music video. You know, so different things like that. And then we've also, you know, we finish off with our closing show, and we bring in a bunch of guest people. We invite, you know, a lot of the crews from America's Best Dance Crew, some people from Dancing with the Stars, So You Think You Can Dance, like all those cool things. And they come and they perform with the kids.
Love it.
As well as our amazing staff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It just really works out quite awesome.
Right.
I think this is pretty cool. This is a really great idea, because a lot of times what you see is dancers coming out to Los Angeles that have been in the convention and competition world that have no idea about a professional work ethic.
Or in a real shoot.
Or a real shoot, yeah. So when they get the opportunity to work with these other professionals, it really is a good learning opportunity for these kids.
Yeah, you know, exactly. That was another big thing. You know, my mom works in the industry a lot, and of course, you know, her co-running the company with me, that was a big thing for her, you know, that she wanted to show everyone, which I think is a very big deal, because, you know, I grew up here in LA, so, you know, I knew what to expect ever since I was a little kid.
Right.
And, you know, when people come out here, I see it so many times. Like, people come out here and they expect to do all this great stuff. And, you know, it is great, you know, to come out here and be able to experience everything. But it's tough, you know. I mean, it's great to keep going to class over and over. Like, you know, you can find some of the best classes in L.A.
Right.
But, you know, it's a different thing to go to class, and it's a different thing to, like, work and make a living out of it, you know.
So true.
So it's totally, you know, it's a tough job.
Right.
And, you know, we teach, you know, the kids, you know, how all that stuff works. I bring in a lot of different production people that have done stuff. You know, I brought in the director of Fame. When I filmed Fame, the director came to our closing show 2 years ago, and he, you know, he came and checked it out. I have talent agents that come each year. Last year we had people from DDO come out, DDO Talent Agency and Block Talent Agency, you know, and they're scouting dancers all weekend.
Just great.
Different stuff, you know. So it really, and they also come and they talk to the kids.
Right.
Give them that inside scoop on everything.
Love it.
We're here talking with Ray Barcina, owner and creator of iHollywoodDance. That's iHollywoodDance.com. You can also find him on Twitter at iHollywoodDance. Ray, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Just to give us a little insight into the mind of Ray Barcina, what is your favorite job you've ever done, your best memory of being a professional, just for those of our friends and fans listening at home who want to know what's going on with Ray?
Well, you know, I've done quite a few things, and, you know, I refer to Fame a lot because I think that has to be my favorite thing, because it's not, you know, I do a lot of, like, these Disney shows and Nick shows because, you know, I look quite young for my age, of course.
You are young, Ray. You are young.
You know, but it works out, of course. You know, I'm over 18 and I get to, you know, play the high schooler.
Sure, sure.
As a teenager. But, you know, when we got to do Fame, that was really cool. Not only working with Marguerite, but working with Kevin, the director.
Right.
I've actually known who Kevin was since I was a little kid. I used to go take Wade Robson's class when I was a kid, and Kevin would be in there, you know, and I used to look up to people like him, and then working with Marguerite. But I think the biggest thing about that whole thing was that we got to do real, you know, it was real dancing.
But yeah.
Stuff we actually like to do, instead of, you know, we have to mimic around like a Disney kid running around, which is fun, but it's not always, you know, like the most, you know, rewarding, I guess. You
sure.
know, so when Fame came out, it was really awesome that we got to do, you know, real full-out, you know, everything we trained our whole lives for.
Right, you actually used all your skills.
Exactly. You know, yeah. We were pushed, you know,
yeah.
We had rehearsals every day. Marguerite had us in ballet class every morning before we started.
Work.
We had to do ballet stuff and all that good stuff. So, you know, it was tough, but it was really good. It was really rewarding.
Well, it definitely paid off. American Airlines played it for like 6 months. Every Sunday we'd be flying home, and there's Fame again.
And, you know, Ray's actually on the cover, aren't you? You're on the cover of the DVD and stuff.
Yeah, I am on the cover.
We'd love a signed copy, Ray. A signed copy.
We can auction one off.
We can auction one off.
Hey, I got to get in the A-listers, because this is something real special about iHollywood. And watching the show at the end of the weekend, the A-listers are, you know, please explain that to everyone.
Yeah, definitely. Well, basically, the A-list, you know, another thing I like to do is I like to keep it young and hip, in a sense. You know,
yes.
The different portions of the event. You know, of course, you need your, you know, your stuff that you know, your rituals.
Right.
You know, when I was coming up with our scholarship program, I was like, what is it that I want? And I really want to pull this out of the kids. And, you know, the A-listers is the perfect name for it, we decided.
Yes.
Basically, what we do is we have auditions, which we run like a regular audition. We have a class first, and after that class, we have an extension of the class, and we run it just like a regular audition. We have the kids come out in groups.
And they have numbers on.
See them a few times. Yep.
Yeah.
And from there, we do... You know, we pick finalists.
Right.
And we have them, they come out and they finish off our week and they perform in our closing show in a really cool number that the choreographers do with the kids. And the A-listers basically get selected and they are sort of like the stars of the weekend. But what I like to do is there's so many times, I remember looking at one of the choreographers before. It was actually Leo. I remember it a few cities ago. And he was like, these kids are all awesome. I don't know, like, what to do. I can't pick. And I was like, you know, Leo, when I created this program, I remember thinking about, you know, how many awesome kids are, but it's in the convention setting, it's hard to see them all so quick.
Right.
And so what I do is I don't limit the choreographers to how many they can pick. So instead of just having to pick, you know, one boy, one girl sort of deal, they get to pick how many A-listers they want.
Wow.
And then the A-listers, of course, they finish off our regional weekend and whatnot, but when we come to our nationals, now's where we really get into it, the A-listers. You know what I'm saying? They have all their classes. They have a special number they're going to do in our show. And they really get to work one-on-one with those choreographers. And, you know, there's so many rewards for them. The senior A-listers, they get scholarships to so many other workshops and conventions. As long as, of course, they get the, you know, they come back to us for free. Next year, they're completely scholarships.
Cool.
And different things like that. So we have our A-list showdown coming up this summer. And it's actually our first nationals with the A-list showdown.
Cool.
Which is going to be quite intense. And, you know, we're going to have our senior A-list winners are going to be able to come out and travel with us next season.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to be able to assist, of course, and all that good stuff.
Great.
You know, and it's just really, there's a lot of awesome opportunities. They're also featured in our music video shoot. So our A-list winners will be featured in our music video shoot. So sort of be like the stars of it, if you will.
Right. Awesome. Hey, Ray, we want you to tell us the dates. Tell us the dates of the nationals so everybody knows. Now they're excited about, you know, trying to be an A-lister and all this stuff. Give us the dates and location if you can.
Yeah. We're going to be July 25th through the 30th in Burbank at the Marriott, right across from the airport. So anybody that's flying in can just fly right in and walk right across the street. It's a beautiful venue.
Great.
You know, we're there all week, and we're going to have, you know, over 20 instructors. We're going to start the weekend off with our competition, go straight into classes, rehearsals. We're going to shoot our music video that's, you know, second to none. It's amazing. We're actually going to be, you know, on set, on location in Hollywood. You know, there's the whole nine yards. You have the craft services. We have the kids, you know, we have hair and makeup, everyone there. We bring in a whole production crew. And then we're going to finish off, of course, with our closing show that Melody and Dominic host.
Awesome.
Melody Akiyanga and Dominic Sandoval. I'm sure you guys have heard of them.
They yes.
host our closing show. And it's really such an interactive show. The stage is so cool. We bring in the camera cranes, and there's over 1,500 people in the audience. Every year it's been sold out. So, you know, it's really an awesome event.
Well, we thank you. This has been great.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you guys for having me and, you know, letting me explain my passion and, you know, a little bit of what I got going on right now.
Well, we appreciate you being here. Everybody check out iHollywoodDance.com and come see us this summer. Ray, you have a great rest of the afternoon.
We'll have you back on soon, Ray.
Yeah, thank you, Des. Thank you, Nick.
You got
thank you.
It.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Your support of the American Cancer Society helps millions of cancer patients with free 24-hour information and support, a free place to stay when they must travel for treatment, and the results of some of the most promising cancer research today. Donate now at cancer.org/give.
Welcome back. Infinite Dance Cast. Great interview.
I mean, isn't he great?
Love the guy.
I love working for him.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. So don't forget to go to iHollywoodDance.com to find out when they're in a city, or I'm in a city, near you. It's a lot of fun. It's a kickback, great atmosphere, great teachers. So make sure you check it out.
We're at a segment that's one of my favorites on this show. Music Picks of the Week.
I know.
You know why it's my favorite segment?
Tell me.
Because I can steal all your music ideas.
And I can steal yours. I mean, actually, I do. After you do yours, I go and I just do the iTunes thing.
Uh-huh.
And I check them out.
That's good. Well, that's
my playlist. No, it is. And that's why we want you guys to make sure that you send your picks and your favorites into us on Twitter at iDanceCast or on our website, infinitedancecast.com, or at Desiree Robbins or at Nick Drago. That's a lot.
I know. Thank goodness we don't have to do that in Spanish.
Forget it.
Forget about it. That was in Italian.
All right, you want me to start?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Let's do this.
So my three of this week, I always have to give this disclaimer that you know that I like the upbeat, fun, happy stuff, but this first one might throw you off a bit. This is a little bit slower, something you may know, you've heard on the radio, but you just don't know what it's called. It's entitled You Give Me Something. It's off the album Undiscovered. It's only like 3.5 minutes. It's by James Morrison. You can use it for slow across the floor or something in the center that's, you know, it's slower. So you want to use it for more lyrical kind of movement, fluid kind of movement, stuff like that. The second one I have is called Get Up. And how can you not want to get up? The album, it's just a CD single, but this is 7 minutes long and your artist is Kimberly Davis. Love it for Across the Floor. Awesome. And my last of this week is called Lost Yo Mind. And when I say yo, I mean yo, Y-O. Lost Yo Mind. My favorite, because there's a lot of mixes on this one, is the Josh Harris radio mix. Ooh, that was bad.
How do you spell mix?
Mix. It's like a meow mix. Actually, it's just mix. Josh Harris radio mix. And it's off the Lost Yo Mind dance mixes. And the artist on that is Peppa Mache. See, I have all these hard names. Peppa, like salt and pepper.
Like of salt and...
But I think you should say it Peppa.
Peppa.
And the last name, Mache, M-A, capital S-H-A-Y. Hot, hot song.
M-A, capital Shay.
I could have done it that way too. You're right.
Okay, excellent. Good picks right there. I'm writing those down.
I know you are. You're going to be using those.
I will. Okay, my turn.
Here we go.
Number one.
Hold on, I gotta go get my pen.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. This is by a band called Dev Electric. They're actually from the Houston area. Dev Electric.
No wonder you like them.
Yeah, no, they're great guys. They're great guys. They sing a song called Red Red Carpet. Hold on, I just got a text message.
He may have to go to do Glee right now. We're finding out.
No, it's my girlfriend. She's at lunch.
Okay, good.
She's actually
good to know.
On Glee right now.
She's working Glee?
Yeah.
You could have been working together.
It's a little bit of a stinger.
Isn't it?
But that's okay.
Okay.
I'm happy for her.
You should be.
I hate her. Just kidding.
Sorry, Mackenzie.
Okay, back in the mix. So Dev Electric, Red Red Carpet, they're a brand new band. They just got signed.
Wow.
Yeah, and they've got a lot of great stuff. And it's great to use unknown bands because no one's using their music.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But they will be known soon.
You'll be first.
Keep your eyes open. Also, Old Man Chicago by Alberta Cross. I'm not going to tell you what the song is about or what it sounds like or anything like that. You're just going to have to go download it.
Okay.
It's great.
Tell me the artist again.
It's Alberta Cross.
Oh, female?
I guess you're going to have to find that out too.
Oh, you are leaving me hanging. I love it.
That's right. That's right. I'm not even getting a kickback.
I like want to pull it up on my computer right now.
Do it.
Okay.
Number three is Super Fast Jellyfish.
I'm telling you.
It's by the Gorillaz.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why this is a great segment, because you get like a really nice mix.
Well, it's been really cool because I have like 18 million songs in my iTunes. Not really 18 million. I was exaggerating a little bit, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
And I tend to download songs and I Shazam them.
Right.
And I put them in my iTunes library and I forget all about them.
Right.
So this has been great because I can kind of flush everything out.
Yes.
And find what I like and what I don't like. All right, well, listen, don't forget to check out flow40dance.com. That's my company, and Desiree Robbins is actually on faculty now.
Yay!
Huge find for Flow 40.
I'm
big
so
time.
Excited. I big cannot time. Wait for my first one.
And again, don't forget to check out Ray Barcina at ihollywooddance.com.
That is correct.
Woo!
I know.
He's taking over the world.
He is going to.
That's great. It's
going to be amazing. And I want to make sure that everybody checks out Hollywood Dance Experience. That's our workshop. That's July 20, 21, 22. And you can get that on desworld.com.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you.
That was good.
That's with a Z.
Join us. It's going to be great. All right, guys. Well, that's the show for today. We want to send a special thank you to our producers, Michael Booyah Bonicos and Dave Lucha Libre Lagana.
for love those
producing
guys.
This show. They're really great.
I know. I'm pushing us.
Check out Dave at iwantwrestling.com, too.
Perfect. And we love that you're listening, and we hope you enjoyed today's show.
We'll see you next time.